And Goldie now joins us here tableside at the Jake Milford Charity Golf Classic. Dan Riccio and Randeep Janda. Thanks for doing this, Nick. How you doing?
Very good, thanks.
Yeah, it's we were just talking to Adam Hadwin. He was telling us how he was giving you a hard time on the golf course earlier.
Yeah. What a guy.
How's your summer been? You've been one of the talks of the day here today. How great your summer was. How do you feel about your summer, and how do you feel coming into the season?
It's been a long summer, and work hard, obviously, skate a lot, and can't wait to season get going.
So you're training in the summer. Was it mostly, you know, on ice, off ice, a mix of both? What did you want to focus on your off-season training?
I actually did something new than last year. I was doing yoga as well and all these things with the coaches. I was running on the sand, shooting a lot, so it was pretty different.
You know, last year you got off to a real good start offensively, and then things kind of fell off a little bit as the season went along. How was that experience for you, and how did you take that into the summer?
Well, last year I had a full NHL season. Of course, it was tough. I thought it was going to be easier, but I got a little tired after game 15, so that's why maybe goals went away from me.
It's always tough, you know. You get that first experience, you think you're ready for it, and then the realization comes that there's maybe things you could have done better. Is that you think that'll help you this
maybe
year?
Maybe preparation and stuff, but this is new year, new season, so I'm ready for that.
Did you have a chance during the off season to have a chat with Travis Green? I know you guys talked a lot last year. What's the mentality heading into this season?
Yeah, he called me once, asked me how was it going. I said, just preparing for your coach. And yeah, it was good.
You went through most of the summer without a contract. I mean, how was that? Was that a motivating factor for you throughout the year, or did you feel pretty confident that there was going to be something coming down the line as training camp drew closer?
Well, I knew we were going to end up with the Canucks, but of course I got a couple offers from KHL teams, and, well, I wanted to stay in Vancouver, so I'm glad I got a chance to play again.
Is the NHL where you want to be, where you want to make your career?
Yeah, of course it could be different any years, but for now it's a pleasure to play here.
Last 3-4 months, some things have changed. Obviously, there's more players in this lineup. There's a few key acquisitions, trade, free agents. What's your mentality heading into camp as far as the increased competition within the lineup?
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of forwards here. They had more experience than me, but I'm going to show my game and going to put all my effort, so hopefully, you know, make the team.
You know, when you think about the start of last year, you and Elias Pettersson had some great chemistry. Do you hope to rekindle that this year as the season gets going?
That would be great if I play with him again. Of course, we had a good chemistry in the start, but I don't care which line I'm going to play. Just want to play my game. And
how you been golfing so far? Not great?
No comment. No comment from Nikolai.
Yeah. Well, I had a couple of good shots, a couple of good putting, but yeah.
All right. Well, maybe it'll get better as the day goes along. Thanks for stopping by, Nick.
Thanks a lot.